Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching internet, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Last Friday, the Kokoro Gospel Concert was held. I was in Kyushu, but I heard that 2 days before, there was appeared at the rainbow was appeared. So I thought that the sign of the Lord. I thought there's a special hand of the Lord. At the last concert, I thought it was the best one. And I also thought this is the best one this time. And I feel the Lord is working and guiding us to the concert for a million people. I'm not thinking this is a human work, but the Lord is working for it. And what it was interesting, Motoko did a gospel class, and she read the audience to sing together. And also the choir people were so cheerful, and it was good. And everyone was gave a wonderful performance. And though the singer didn't take mistake in words. And I heard that many people were shedding tears. So there was a wonderful, deep presence of the Lord. Last time, I thought this is a professional musician's concert, and at the bottom, but it is now getting better. Also, the presence of the Lord is getting strong, and if it gets more strong, it will burst. The hand of the Lord is working. Let us give hands to the Lord. So since the hand of the Lord is working, that it's going to be better and better. And there will be a special work of the Lord will occur. So let us trust in the Lord, expect in the Lord. Now let us see the short video of Hakuba Camp. You may say that Hakuba again. But I'm seeing this video much more times than you. Since I went to Fuji and Toyohashi, and I went to Kyushu, a holy meeting, I saw the video many times. I'm the one who have seen this video most. So the more I see, I realize something new, something important, something that I understand. The Lord is showing things. So let us see the video again.
この世においては希留者です。私たちはこの世においては希留者です。
The Hakuba camp, this Lord is guiding this camp for the revival and work of the end time. Korean pastor couple, the information that Ravi Kim brought them to the Hakuba camp, and he came just after the Love Sonata. He took the one couple, Korean pastor couple. They came to the gospel contest. At first, they look not happy. So I thought they didn't want to did come, but Pastor Kim just brought them to the camp. So after that, there was a holy meeting. So I thought, are they gonna able to accept the message? And in the night, in a holy meeting, the wife of the pastor was shedding tears, crying, and both of them came to me and said the meeting was wonderful, the best, and they said, comparing the meetings in Korea they were attended, this was the best. And also about the gospel concert, they said if it will be held in Korea, that we either in Korea, the people who sing before the audience as who had graduated musical school or musical university, but that contest, many people, ordinary people, was singing. So many people accepted the gospel and spreading it out through gospel songs. And the level of the concert was not different from the who graduated musical university or musical school. So we have given the word. The Lord spoke to us that He built up the praise band, and the word of the Lord is working. Korea is a Christian country, not Japan. It is 150 times of Christians in Korea. So the Lord is now using gospel in Japan, and the word that He told us that the Lord will build up the praise band. Actually, the Lord's Close Christian Center is not good at singing. When the pastor Urushima came to the the church at first, for the first time, he thought, what awful praise. But also the, when we went to the mission trip for Philippines, so we had a crusade, and when the people are singing gospels, worship time, the people came to the venue, and the, and when the messenger stands, the people are spread out. That is the usual style, but you know, when people in Philippines, our Philippines, sang gospels, when people came to gathering to the place, but the Japanese teams sang, the people spread out. Even the no one left twice. That is impossible. So, when the Japanese came to the Philippines, after that we invited to the assembly's meeting. They thought the Japanese are not good at singing. Not Japanese, but our team. So anyone who attended the team knows that my word, my story is true. But the Lord is who has no power or minus. They can, the Lord use those people. So when we receive the word of the Lord, and Pastor Okawa, who is the pastor of the biggest church in Japan, told me, he said his envy that worship of DSCCC, but it was worst at first, but the power of the Lord has appeared. Not zero, but the minus. From the minus, the Lord reveals His power. Give hands to the Lord. I realized what I realized is the first place of the under elementary school students, that was Shirushi, the daughter of Pastor Hikaru. She went through the difficult times, but she stood in a big audience, in front of a big audience, and an unusual thing happened. And she won the first prize. So we see the hands of the Lord, a special hands of the Lord. Not the getting better, but the special work of the Lord. And also the Eshlun. I was really surprised that the Lord spoke to her mother that her daughter has a gift of praise. So that is not on zero, but the minus point. So the Lord has revealed His glory. It's beyond levels. when you see the Motoko, you think she's a good singer. But she was in that Philippine team, which everyone spread out, hearing the gospel. It was the team that include the Motoko was in that team. Now, when we go to Philippines, everyone comes to hear our performance. I see the glory of the Lord. The worst worship team. It turned out a great worship leader now. And I feel the power of the word of the Lord. It's not getting better, but with the power of the Lord, the work of the Lord is now happening. And also there was an orchestra seminar. Choir seminar. When I see them, I thought the orchestra only plays in a service, and also the choir sings in a special worship. To sing gospel. That was my image of the church. But when there was a orchestra and strings in a concert, that is very, very good. That was very good, and also the choir sang. It changes the atmosphere. So, the Lord, there was a worship and praise team that Lord meant, that means were all beyond our thought and wider, much wider than our thought. So when he said worship, praise band, that has the great meaning. That is an unusual and great work of the Lord. We will see. So let's see how wonderful and how big thing the Lord will reveal. And also, the work of the Lord is now happening in you. But there is someone they never notice them. So when you see the work of the Lord and you see the hands of the Lord, and you will see the guidance of the Lord. So when you don't understand very well, please pray to see the hand of the Lord, hands of the Lord. And the Lord is working in you. When we go to Ukraine, and I will use I got the ticket of business class for 4 times. In the price of the economy class seat. When I went to Patmos, I got a business class twice, and 19 times last year. The Lord did it. Let's give a hand to the Lord. The Lord is working wonderfully to each one of us, so please remember it. Now let us see the 1-minute movie.
さんこんにちは。今日のテーマはロシアがイスラエルを攻める時です。エゼキエル書38章にゴク、マゴクがイスラエルを攻めるという予言が書かれています。ゴク、マゴクとは北の果てのあなたの国とあるようにイスラエルから見て北の果てのロシアを表します。またペルシャとクシュとプテも彼らと共におりとあります。ペルシャは今のイラン、クシュはエチオピア、プテはリビアのことで、ロシアはイラン、エチオピア、リビア、その他の同盟国を引き連れてイスラエルを攻めるのです。ロシアがイスラエルを攻める時期についてエゼキエル書38章8節を見ていきましょう。この予言はイスラエルとイスラエルの民に対する予言ですが、多くの国々にイスラエル人が散らされまた集められるという予告を含みます。その予告通り AD130 年頃ローマ帝国によってイスラエル人は散らされイスラエルは廃墟となりますが、20世紀に入って世界に散らされたイスラエル人は帰ってきます。そしてイスラエル国として1948年に独立しました。さて、彼らは皆安心して住んでいるという言葉がロシアがイスラエルを攻める時を示しています。これは中東和平が締結した後のイスラエルを表していると思われます。中東和平は関南時代の初めに締結されますから、この戦争は関南時代に起こることがわかります。黙示録6章8節、第4の封印に出てくる剣とは大きな戦争を指していますが、これがロシアと同盟軍によるイスラエルの戦いを意味していると思われます。イスラエルだけを攻める局地的な戦争ではなく、ロシアやイラン本土などを含む大きな戦争になると思われます。核兵器も使われると思われ、凄まじい数の死者が出るでしょう。ロシアがイスラエルを攻める理由はエゼキエル書38章12節にあるように経済的理由と思われます。さらに38章4節を見ると、自分から積極的に出ていくというのではなく、経済的に追い詰められ出ざるを得ない状況となり攻めるようになるのでしょう。しかしこの戦争では地震が大きな役割を果たします。結局この地震がきっかけとなり、ロシア軍と同盟軍は混乱し同士打ちをするようになり敗れるのです。この地震は第6の封印の地震と思われ、裁きと関わる重要な意味を持っています。私たちはこれからのロシアの動きを注意深く見ていく必要があります。それではまた。
Thank you very much.
関南時代の7年間は、
So in a hard time, the 7 years had. In the middle of the 7 years, the rupture will happen. So in the first half, the Russia will lead the army and attack the Israel. That is written in a Bible. When you see the Russia, and it's now against the EU also. At present, Putin. And the first point is the Middle East peace. We have to see that. And also the Bible says the twice of two of third numbers of the people will die. So we have to remember it. The North now is a problem that the North Korea is now appeared. I don't think I will die, but we have to prepare in praying. Now let's go to the message to the Bible. Did you see the movie of Silence? When we see that movie, the persecution is very hard, and the Christians were cut their necks or hung up, the upside down, or put drowned in a water. So that is the reality of persecution. So someone must think, I'll never be. I'll never be standard. That move is very good, but not good, because that is that the movie. When we see the movie, there is no help of the Lord. They seemed working in without the help of the Lord. The other day, I said the other day, when we have a problem, when we receive it directly to us, we'll be injured, hurted. But the Lord doesn't say that at all. We have a cushion of the Lord. The Lord is telling us that we don't have to receive it directly, but the cushion of the Lord helps us and protects us, even in a severe persecution. What we do is, we can stand on the word of the Lord, just as our protection. There's many promises of the Lord in the Bible. We have the way to get out. But we have to be careful. If you don't have people who doesn't believe, there's no getaway. But you believe in the Lord, you have a getaway always. When we went to the apartments, to Turkey at the airport of Turkey, there was a coup that was happened. We couldn't go back, or we couldn't get the airplane. But the people of our diocese has faith, because they were saying, soon there will be either getaway, soon there will be the way will open. When we, because there was the kind of the same situation when we faced the problem in Australia. So when we have a problem and a persecution, we have to face it through the word of the Lord. If you trust in the name of Jesus Christ, there will never be disappointed. So when you see the movie Silence, if the persecution, the Bible says, take it as the most wonderful thing and rejoice it for the persecution. But the movie didn't say anything at all about the grace and blessing of the Lord. But we have a special grace of the Lord. In our life, we'll have when we have a problem, difficulties, we can face it through with the cushion of the Lord. Because the solution, the Lord has a solution. Solution is in the Lord. When the Benjamin, my son, was born with handicaps. He told me the truth, not my wife. Because the doctor thought my wife, if my wife heard the truth, then she might kill herself. Those kind of the child has born, the families will really worry. But I didn't worry about it because the Lord, I had the cushion of the Lord. I gave thanks to everything. And what happens when we give thanks to the Lord? I knew that there was a wonderful plan behind this disease. It will be healed, or it will reveal the glory of the Lord through this disease. So I face it with the word of the Lord. The Bible says that anyone who loves the Lord, the Lord will work and make them to our benefit. So everything will be our benefit. He's working for our good. So we have to see and face it through the word of the Lord. The Lord's word is very important. When you worry you worry about the future, that is, if you center your thought, it'll be a worry. But if you put the word of the Lord at center, you will see the Eva and Adam. Eve was in a Garden of Eden. That was a heavenly place. Because there was no death. And no sin yet. There was no difficulties, no in a Garden of Eden. It's almost like a heaven. That was wonderful. Because, but Eve took the made it sinful world because the Lord told her, don't eat the fruit of knowledge. If you do, you'll be dead. But she didn't believe. She didn't believe the word of the Lord. So if you have any problem, difficulties, if you believe that when you obey the Lord will work everything for your good. But the Eve didn't believe the word of the Lord. If you don't believe the word of the Lord, you'll be in a worry and you'll be Noah was made an ark, and he was blessed. But Abraham, what Abraham did? Abraham received a wonderful blessing. He didn't make an ark or build a house or build up a kingdom like King David, but he didn't do anything. But what he did, two things. He just believed the word of the Lord. When he was 100 and Sarah was 19, that you why that is what Abraham called the father of the faith. He just believed the word of the Lord, and he didn't know. He started and went out when the Lord told him where to go. He didn't know where to go, but he just obeyed the Lord. So what is the problem? Is unfaith. If you that there is someone who believes only on pessimistic things only. That is your mistaken that Satan as a god. Satan talks to us, speaks to us, but he just destroys us. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, cross for the Lord is blessing you. Just so believe it or not, it's very important. The Lord is telling us the church, an enormous big church. You are now close to me. Never get to, you will not be able to get close to me. It was, you have to see me. It was, so what we need is to do is believe. Eve didn't believe. That was the problem. Why the Abraham blessed so much? Because he believed the word of the Lord and obeyed the Lord. That's the point. If you if you have a problem or difficulties, but you have a word of the Lord. The most important thing is believe and obey the Lord. Abraham just believed the word of the Lord and obeyed the Lord. And the review of the glory of the Lord was revealed. Let us pray. Please work in each one of us and reveal your glory. Just confess the promise of the Lord and walk in faith. You will see the glory of the Lord. Lord, please guide us and speak, lead us. Someone who thinks that the problem will never be solved, but nothing is impossible for the Lord. Someone who is seeking and waiting the sign of the Lord, be patient. The Lord is telling you to be patient. In the time of the Lord, the sign will be given to you, and confess it, that your faith. Let us pray for a healing. Now let us confess our sin first and pray for the healing individually. Thank you, Lord, that please heal each one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim that be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the healing of the Lord. Who had a sore throat was healed. Who had a problem with his nose was healed. Who has a tight shoulder and who had a headache was solved, healed. Please touch each one of us and heal us. And thank you for your work and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let us stand up and sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all ever and ever. Amen.